Trail sabotage on the rise, AMA calls for vigilance. The American Motorcyclist Association, AMA, is calling for vigilance and justice following a recent incident of trail sabotage on a Montana trail. A child reportedly encountered barbed wire strung across a public access trail at Pipestone Recreation Area over the Memorial Day weekend. The AMA's response underscores the growing concern about trail safety in the U.S. Trail sabotage cases have been increasing, with riders and outdoor enthusiasts facing intimidation, retaliation, or physical harm. A child's encounter with barbed wire on a Montana trail has sparked concerns about trail safety and the need for increased vigilance among users of public lands. The incident is part of a series of alleged sabotage cases where dangerous obstacles have been deliberately placed across trails used by off-road motorcyclists, mountain bikers, hikers, and other recreational users. These incidents pose a significant risk to all trail users, including children and families. The AMA's Director of Government Relations, Nick Harris, has emphasized the importance of identifying those responsible for such acts and holding them accountable through prosecution. Trail sabotage is a potentially deadly crime that endangers everyone who uses these trails, regardless of their age or experience level. The AMA's call to action highlights the need for cooperation between trail users and land management authorities to prevent such incidents. The Bureau of Land Management, BLM, has opened an investigation into the incident, encouraging anyone with information to come forward. As the BLM works to identify those responsible, riders are advised to remain vigilant when using public trails, particularly in unfamiliar routes. The AMA's guidance on trail safety serves as a reminder that trail users must be aware of their surroundings and report any suspicious activity or obstacles. The off-road community has long reported isolated incidents of trail traps, including cables, chains, wires, and other obstacles placed across routes. However, the placement of such hazards can have devastating consequences for anyone traveling at speeds above walking pace. The AMA's concerns about trail sabotage are not limited to motorcycle riders but also affect hikers, mountain bikers, and horse riders of all ages. The AMA has documented several similar cases over the years and remains concerned about a pattern of deliberate interference on public trails. The organization is advising riders to document hazards and take steps to prevent further injuries when possible. By working together, trail users can help prevent such incidents and ensure that everyone can enjoy public lands safely. Trail sabotage cases have been reported in the UK as well, with people stringing barbed wire and heavy-duty fishing line at neck-high levels. This highlights the need for a global approach to addressing trail safety concerns and promoting cooperation between trail users and land management authorities. The AMA's response to trail sabotage serves as a reminder that public lands are shared spaces that require respect and caution from all users. By prioritizing trail safety, we can ensure that everyone can enjoy these areas without fear of intimidation or harm. As the investigation into the Montana incident continues, the AMA's call to action emphasizes the importance of vigilance and cooperation in preventing trail sabotage. By working together, we can create safer trails for everyone and promote a culture of respect and responsibility among trail users.